Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here today for another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be chatting with the man behind the DetroitBureau.com, Paul Eisenstein. We'll talk to him about the recently concluded press days in Geneva, as well as a number of major stories making headlines in the world of automobiles. In hour number two of the broadcast, we're going to be talking a little bit about the integration of consumer electronics in automobiles. We see more and more of it. Matter of fact, the last few years out at the Consumer Electronics Show, we've seen evidence of more and more exposure and exhibits by the automakers at that show. Also coming up in hour number two of the program, a gentleman from Michigan who contacted me about an aftermarket product that he has he put together that he wants to tell our listening audience about. In hour number three, heard on many of these Auto World stations, we're going to see what happens because our scheduled guest is not going to be with us, so we'll figure it out as we go. But meanwhile, why don't we begin in grand style here by welcoming esteemed automotive journalist, the publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, contributor to NPR Radio and lots more, Paul Eisenstein. Paul, how are you doing?
Well, I'm flattered, Bob. Thank you. Good to be with you.
Well, why don't we begin by talking a little bit about some of the recent lawsuits in the news. I noticed today, logging on to the DetroitBureau.com, there's a little bit of a blow-up regarding Ford and their pickup trucks. Tell us about this story, Paul.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it's amazing. I feel like I'm writing more and more about two particular stories, well, three these days. One is fuel prices going up. The other is all the electric vehicle news, and suddenly we're writing about all these lawsuits. The Ford one is one of the newest. Apparently, a bunch of folks are claiming, and they've taken Ford to court in federal court out of New Jersey, claiming that the lining of the F-Series pickup and some E-Series models, the big vans from 1999 to 2008, could, in their terms, separate and flake off. And unfortunately, if this is correct, what they're saying is that the material that flakes off, which is probably some sort of rust, can clog fuel lines, leading to loss of power, bucking, even stalling. Now, this is a problem in a couple of different ways. One, of course, it's a problem for consumers, and if this is the case, we may have to see what the courts rule, what Ford might wind up doing. But if, in fact, the feds get involved in this thing and start to look and say, yeah, Ford, we didn't know about this, they could call this a safety defect, charge Ford with perhaps not acting under the law, which has very stiff requirements when an automaker knows that there is, in fact, a defect. And they could wind up not only being forced to do a recall, but could even be forced to pay millions of dollars in fines. Again, this is an if. We don't know yet. This is just a brand-new lawsuit filed in court, but let's see what happens.
It's going to be an interesting story to watch. And another story that's quite interesting to owners of BMWs is a lawsuit regarding turbochargers, and in particular, element of the fuel system. Tell us about this, Paul.
Yeah, this is another case where we have had a problem. There was an issue with the fuel pump and with the twin turbos on quite a few vehicles, about 200,000 altogether. BMW was working out a settlement which would range from $50 to $400 in cash or an $800 BMW voucher. So the courts appear to be going along with this idea of a settlement. And then we have another case where we have Honda, which did get court approval, though it'll be interesting to see where it goes from here. As you may recall, this has been in the headlines lately. A lot of these lawsuits sort of go under the radar. People don't notice them. And there's a lot more than you realize. But what's happened is that Honda has taken a lot of heat because of the mileage claims that they made for their earlier Honda Civic hybrid models. Yeah, they were advertising 50-plus miles a gallon, talking about how these things were fuel sippers and the like. Well, the reality was they weren't getting anywhere near the mileage claimed, and apparently knew it. The company's excuse was that these are the numbers that the EPA, the feds, gave them, and that they were required to post them. Well, not necessarily. Whatever the case, they did work up a class action settlement, which was relatively modest, possibly a couple $100s and a coupon good for a discount, interestingly enough, if you went back after being ticked off and bought another Honda. So some people have opted out of the settlement, and in fact, one woman by the name of Heather Peters from Southern California actually went to small claims court and sued the company, won something short of $10,000, and has been trying to block the class action. She didn't succeed, but is urging a lot of people to drop out of the settlement and do the same sort of thing, take Honda to court on their own.
Interesting story. Lots of lawsuits and lots of interesting things going on. I didn't get caught up with the latest with Henrik Fisker's company. What's going on there, Paul?
Oh, boy. I'll tell you what. That's rather interesting. Now, for those who aren't immediately aware of who that is, Henrik Fisker is a Danish designer. He was first known for some of his great work, among other things, designing Aston Martins, the DB9, for example. Henrik went off on his own a few years back, started to develop a plug-in hybrid out of a company out in California. As a matter of fact, not that far away from where Tesla, the electric vehicle manufacturer, is based. Well, Fisker has had a bunch of problems. They've been late to the market with the Fisker Karma, their first plug-in hybrid. Beautiful, no question, beautiful sports car. And they've had a problem because that meant that they had to renegotiate their loan with the federal government, $500-some million they need to move ahead with their next project. You know, they haven't lined up that loan yet. They're still negotiating with the feds to keep the loan. They're rushing around trying to line up private equity. And now, oops, little problem. They delivered a car to Consumer Reports for testing. Minor problem. Beep. No work. Turned out they had a little glitch. And on the positive side, their safety system kicked in and shut the car down. The bad thing was their safety system kicked in and shut the car down. So Consumer Reports couldn't test it. Well, they've delivered a new one. Matter of fact, late last week, they began testing it at Consumer Reports, so we may still see them get a good rating. But the fact is, it was a little bit of an embarrassment for a company that really doesn't need to have an embarrassment. For those, by the way, Bob, who would like to get a sense of what it's like to drive a Fisker Karma, go to the DetroitBureau.com. Can't even get my own website's name right. TheDetroitBureau.com and plug in Fisker Karma in the search engine, and you will come up with a review. We had a chance to take it for a spin out in Southern California not all that long ago. Very interesting vehicle. Some ways very nice. Some ways, well, I'll leave it to you to see when you read it. You get some pictures, see the car in action, and find out what it's like driving a high-performance plug-in car.
Certainly, stylistically, it's a striking vehicle, Paul.
Ooh, it is beautiful. Let's face it. In that sense, it is just a lovely, lovely vehicle.
Another interesting story of late that folks can check out on the DetroitBureau.com is a story about Ford and trying to bolster up their lagging Chinese operations. Tell us a little bit about what's going on there.
Yeah, it's interesting. Ford did what a lot of the analysts thought they should do, which is sit it out when General Motors went and took a very risky gamble and put a whole bunch of money opening up a plant in China a little over a decade ago. Ford sat on the sidelines. Well, that sounded good at the time, and now those same analysts. Isn't it wonderful how that works, Bob? All the guys who tell you what to do, when you actually listen to them and it doesn't work, they come back and say, you blew it. Well, the fact is now Ford's playing catch-up. We can talk more about that after the break.
On the other side, more about Ford in China. This is Auto World.
Congratulations, you now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 16th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,647.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,688.92, $844.46 for a half ounce, or $422.23 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,688.92, $844.46, and $422.23.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at Biomat.com, spelled Biomat.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit Biomat.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes. Even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-408-1130. That's 1-800-408-1130. 1-800-408-1130.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Coming at you live all across North America. Thanks so much for being here. My name is Bob Long, and we are joined by the one and only Mr. Paul Eisenstein. Telephone-wise, you can call us at any time at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. If you have a comment or a question about any of the important automotive stories that we're telling you about. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about Ford in China. There have been some interesting maneuvers by lots of car companies in China, one of the emerging global car marketplaces. But Ford kind of held back, Paul. They certainly haven't had great success there. Give us a little insight.
It's too bad for them. They are definitely way behind, struggling. The interesting thing is the other folks who are struggling are the Japanese. I guess anybody with a little understanding of history knows why, considering, shall we say, the problems that the Japanese and Chinese had a little more than a half century ago. But clearly Ford is struggling to catch up. They're gaining a little bit of ground. And what they just did, unusual move, they borrowed money, not in American dollars, which is a normal way of doing it, but to show the increasing power of the Chinese, actually borrowed money in the Chinese currency called the RMB, which they did through China and Hong Kong and Taiwan. So this is an interesting move and could help Ford gain a little bit of traction. And by the way, if you're asking who's the leader in China right now, believe it or not, General Motors, which had an all-time record sales. They sold something like, 3 million cars over there last year, I believe, which was an all-time record, just ahead of Volkswagen, which is the number two player in the Chinese market. And here's the interesting, Bob. Do you know what brand of General Motors was saved because of China?
Buick, of course, as the Chinese have kind of a affinity for Buick. They think it's kind of the Rolls-Royce, I guess.
But here's a little tidbit that not many people are aware of. If you're wondering why Buick was the brand that the Chinese love, want to take a guess?
I believe it has something to do with one of the former communist leaders having a Buick as a limousine, Paul.
Sort of. In fact, what happened was that the last emperor of China, way back at the beginning of the 20th century, was a big Buick fan. And here's a curious thing. People tend to think of Cadillac as General Motors' top brand. Well, in fact, in much of the world, Buick was another brand that was very, very well known for all sorts of reasons. I think you may have met him at some of these events that we get to every so often. Nicola Bulgari of the Bulgari jewelry fortune. If you recall, he and the family, the Bulgari jewelry family, had a huge collection of Buicks. And so the Buick was the choice of the emperor. Well, China got stung during the war. When the communists took over, the emperor's Buick turned out to fall into the hand of the number two of all people, Mao Zedong, a guy by the name of Chou Enlai. That was his favorite car. So when the Chinese allowed GM to come into the country back around the turn of the millennium, GM wanted to bring Cadillac or if they wanted to go low-end, Chevrolet. And the Chinese said, no, we want a good car. We want a Buick. And so if you're wondering why Buick survived, besides the fact that they're now making some nice products, the reason Buick survived is because of the Chinese. How about that for an unusual twist in world history?
That's a great story, Paul. 855-660-4261, if anybody has any comments about that. Paul, recently you were over in Geneva for the Motor Show. And as usual, lots of news, lots of big products coming out of there. I don't know where to begin. Let's begin with some of the star cars, so to speak. Porsche took the wraps off what I believe is now the third generation of the Boxster. It certainly is a very good looking vehicle.
Yeah, we saw the new Boxster, and it is a stunning automobile. I think it's going to be a lot more fun to drive. I haven't had a chance to. Some of my colleagues have. I'm looking to drive that in a month or so. It is, as the designer, Mr. Maurer, said, it is a much more mature vehicle. It just has a little more gravitas. And, of course, you'll see a lot more familiarity. If you know what the new 911 looks like, you'll get a sense that this is sort of the baby 911. I think it's a remarkable vehicle. Now, there was a lot to see in terms of high performance. We saw Maserati come out with stuff. Of course, we saw the Aventador J from the Lamborghini folks, and that's a one-off, 215 miles an hour is the top speed, which is pretty amazing when you consider there's no windshield.
Wow, that would be an interesting ride, to say the least.
Yeah, but apparently it falls into some very strange category, which makes it street legal, with a helmet, of course. I got to tell you something. I wouldn't want to be riding around in Detroit with one of those vehicles. Take a loose stone in the head. I don't care if you have a helmet or not. That would not be a fun way to travel. And of course, perhaps the most important of the high performance car launches over there was the Ferrari F12.
Oh, absolutely. This is the new high watermark for the Ferrari brand. This is the new top-of-the-line vehicle, putting out more than 700 horsepower. Remember when you and I used to say 500 was the entry level for supercars, and now we're getting vehicles with 700?
Wait, whoa. I'm old enough to remember when 400 was a remarkable number.
It's true. I remember back in 1982 when Ford reintroduced the Mustang GT with 157 horsepower. Everybody was really happy.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it, that right now you can get a Honda Odyssey minivan that's producing something like almost twice the horsepower that you would get out of a Mustang GT or even a Porsche 911 not all that many decades ago. So the numbers are just remarkable. Yeah, but you're right. This is a 6.3-liter V12. I like this number. I think this is very important for everybody who's late for work. You can get from 0 to 60 in about 3 seconds with a top speed of about 310 kilometers an hour. I mean, you know, on a day when you just need to get to work, I think this is very important to have that sort of power.
Absolutely. We all should have one at our disposal.
My goodness, of course.
How about the California? What did they do? Was it kind of a mid-life recycle on the California Ferrari?
Yeah, I think that this is suggesting that maybe it didn't get quite the reviews that people had expected at Ferrari. If you recall, it didn't get trashed by any means, but it didn't quite set the world afire, I think, the way that the automaker had expected people would respond when they brought the California out just a few years ago.
Audi continues to expand their lineup, and case in point here is the Audi A3. Of course, here in the U.S., we just saw the five-door wagon. This vehicle is going to be sold in a number of guises. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about an SUV from Bentley. That's right. And we're going to talk about some cool BMW stuff and lots more that came out of Geneva with Paul Eisenstein. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you. Are you knee-deep in debt? Do you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt? If you have any type of debt, call the Debt Relief Help Hotline now. There are laws in place which may allow us to lower your debt up to 70%. Call 888-344-3932. With one easy phone call, we may be able to cut your monthly payments in half. This is your opportunity to be debt-free. Take back control of your life. Call 888-344-3932. That's 888-344-3932.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're coming at you live, border to border, coast to coast. Right here, my name is Bob Long, along with Paul Eisenstein, the publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, and you can get all kinds of cool things for 100% free at the Detroit Bureau. Paul, make sure and remind all our listeners about the various things that you offer, not just one thing, but a multitude.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you have a hard time keeping up with everything happening in the auto world these days. As Bob makes clear every weekend, there's just so much happening, whether you're interested in buying a car, selling a car, racing a car, or simply keeping up with the auto industry itself. And we try to do it all by keeping you plugged in. And the best part is, it is free. You can simply go to thedetroitbureau.com, check out all our news and reviews and features and spy shots and more. And if you'd like to stay on top, you can get free releases that will tell you every time we put up a new story, or get a daily roundup, a weekly roundup, even a monthly roundup. We'll send it to you via email. We'll send it to you via your Twitter account. We'll even do it if you like RSS. So any way you'd like to stay on top of the world of automotive industry, just check it out on thedetroitbureau.com.
We're talking a little bit about the recently concluded press days of the Geneva Motor Show, one of the big shows of the year. And before the break there, I was talking about the Audi A3. I don't know if we're going to see all these different configurations here in the U.S., but again, Audi continues to expand. The first variant of the A3 that they showed in Geneva was a three-door hatch. Eventually, there'll be a four-door sedan, a five-door wagon-esque vehicle, convertible as well. Audi seems to be, again, continuing to broaden its base and bring more and more vehicles to market. Are we going to see all these incarnations in the U.S., Paul, or just a few?
I have to tell you, Bob, I am just increasingly impressed by what Audi is doing. And the A3 is just the latest of many. Of course, we saw a whole bunch of different variations, including RS and S versions. We're seeing the e-tron battery car versions coming up. It's hard to keep up with everything that Audi is doing right now. The A3 that we saw in Europe, however, was in a wagon style. And while that's what we see in the U.S. right now, I was told in an exclusive interview with Johann Denischen, the head of Audi of America, we won't be seeing being met. We will not be seeing the wagon here in the U.S., at least not anytime soon.
Interesting.
That could change. You know, in this industry, never say never. And there is somewhat of a growing interest in wagons. But we're going to be seeing a, well, I can't tell you because I haven't seen it, but he is telling me it is a beautiful wagon that initially they had to fight to get Audi, the corporate types of Audi, to approve. And at this point, the reaction to it has been so strong that they have turned around and said, Johan, go ahead and do it. We want this vehicle. In fact, right now he seems to be fighting off demand from a lot of other countries to get the same vehicle. So we'll see the A3 in a sedan form and just a little more than a year from now.
Amazing stuff. And speaking of amazing, Bentley showed up a concept vehicle. They've been talking about this quietly for a number of years, but they've actually done it in the form of a vehicle called the EXP9F Concept. Basically a Bentley SUV, a very square, boxy design, and certainly very Bentley looking.
Tell you what, every time you turn around and you think, you go, oh my gosh, I can't believe they did that. Well, guess what? They're going to fool you, and they're going to do something even more amazing in this business right now. And so Bentley, I had a private conversation with the head of Bentley. As a matter of fact, we talked about that at Pebble Beach last year. Bob, you may recall that we ran the story. We broke the story that Bentley was, in fact, going to do an SUV. What's interesting is Herr Dürrheimer, who is the head of Bentley, which is owned, in case people don't know, by Volkswagen. He was the guy who came up with the concept of the Porsche Cayenne. So, you know, if you're sitting there going, come on, a Bentley SUV, well, remember, it wasn't all that long ago people were saying, come on, a Porsche SUV, you got to be kidding.
Yeah.
So, okay, so maybe he does have something going there. The fact is that they brought out one that, well, I think, Bob, we could call it controversial.
Yeah.
I think that's a fair one. They got a lot of buzz, but they also got a lot of criticism for the EXP9F, which is borrowing from a traditional Bentley designation that they use for their experimental vehicles, going all the way back to the days when the famous W.O. Bentley himself ran the company.
Mm-hmm.
And will we see this? We're going to see. I'm betting it's about 99.9% likely that we are going to see a Bentley SUV. Will we see the body that was in Geneva? No, I'll bet you very, very strongly that we won't see that. But we're going to see a Bentley SUV.
BMW made a bunch of news with a concept M135i, as well as the production versions of the M6 Coupe and convertible. And probably the most surprising vehicle is another one we've been waiting for a while. This is the 2013 BMW 6 Series Grand Coupe, taking a page from Mercedes with their CLS. The 6 Series has always been a coupe, and now it's available as a sedan as well.
Yeah, well, no surprise on that. I don't think you were surprised. I don't think any of us were. We have seen a growing demand for coupe-like sedans. People just like the functionality of a sedan, but they like the flexibility of the looks of a coupe-like body. And Mercedes certainly proved they could with the CLS, which I still think, in its second generation, is one of the most beautiful vehicles on the road. So no surprise there. The interesting thing is going to be to see how well this vehicle is received by the public, but I think it's going to take the cake. I think people are going to be very, very happy with this product, and as a result, this could be a hot one. Now, by the way, we also saw the M550D over there. That's another thing the Detroit Bureau.
Yeah.
If you recall, last August, just before the Concours in Pebble Beach, we broke on the website the story that we were going to see a first ever M-badged diesel. And yes, indeed, we did. This is an interesting approach, however. It's not just a classic M diesel. The way that BMW has done it is they've placed this new vehicle in their new segment. They have this all-new brand within a brand called M Performance, which is not quite sounds odd, but it's not quite an M car.
Mm-hmm.
But it's certainly more of a performance machine, a little bit more muscular than the standard BMW. So it's sort of halfway between standard and M. And I'll tell you what, I can't wait to drive the diesel. Now, we're talking about something that is a diesel-powered BMW 6 Series that will turn 0 to 60 times within, what, 2/10, if I recall, 2/10 of a second of the new M6, which is itself one of the fastest BMW production cars ever built. This is just remarkable stuff, and I can't wait to get my hands on the darn thing.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about the success of the Chevrolet Cruze in Europe. I understand it's done extremely well, and following on that success in Geneva, a wagon was unveiled. I bet you we're not scheduled to see that wagon here in the U.S., are we, Paul?
No, unfortunately we're not, Bob. This is disappointing to a lot of folks. The folks over at GM have been very, very cautious about adopting some of the European styles, such as wagons and hatchbacks. As you know, they are staying away from the hatch in the Malibu and in the Cruze, for example, and wagon as well. But I guess the good thing is at least they're taking an experiment. They're going to be bringing over a Cruze diesel with the Eco model. So that's a good thing to know. We'll be real curious to see if they get a little bit more bold and try a few more of the unusual body styles as well.
It will be interesting to watch. And folks, take this opportunity to write down the DetroitBureau.com, and when you're in front of your computer, bookmark that. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about Fiat and Jag and a whole lot more. Coming up, straight ahead, this is Auto World. Hi, this is syndicated radio host Bob Long. Remember the days that you could receive a decent interest rate on your hard-earned money in the bank? Have you looked recently? 6-month CD, less than 1%, $100,000 plus, less than 1%. What a joke. How would you like to earn 5, even 10% interest in 6 months in a guaranteed and secured investment of at least $50,000? Call me personally at BHU Financial, 508-271-5123. 508-271-5123.
Are you knee-deep in debt? Do you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt? If you have any type of debt, call the Debt Relief Help Hotline now. There are laws in place which may allow us to lower your debt up to 70%. Call 888-344-3932. With one easy phone call, we may be able to cut your monthly payments in half. This is your opportunity to be debt-free. Take back control of your life. Call 888-344-3932. That's 888-344-3932.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, what's up, man? How you driving Cadillac there? I'm telling you.
Hey, don't forget, when you're away from your favorite local radio station, you can listen online at GCNlive.com. There's archives, there's podcasts, there's all kinds of goodies there. You can even listen via the telephone 24/7, or you can also log on to AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. Listen to this program live there. And also throughout the week, Paul Eisenstein is with us from the DetroitBureau.com. We're talking about some of the stories making headlines in the world of automobiles this past week and doing a little recap of the Geneva show. And one of the interesting vehicles unveiled there, Fiat took the wraps off a special edition 500 and a 500L, a longer wheelbase version of the Fiat 500. Of course, here in the U.S., they kind of overestimated the number of Fiats that they were going to sell. Hence, they have a little bit of egg on their face. The Jennifer Lopez commercial didn't really do wonders for the brand. Do you think this longer wheelbase version of the Fiat will help lure more Americans into the Fiat brand?
They better darn well hope so, Bob. It's definitely not been a great start for the Fiat brand. In fact, you definitely nailed it on the head. For folks who've been wondering how they're doing, here's this brand that launched just over a year ago, and they expected about 50,000 sales in their first year. Well, they barely made 25. So, you know, you've been hearing people complain about the lackluster success of some of the electric vehicles, for example. Well, Fiat has probably fallen farther short of its goals than just about anything else out there. This is a real problem, and they had better turn it around quickly. Now, that said, I think that things have begun to improve. They had a huge jump in sales just last month, February, and one of the reasons is they're starting to launch new variants. The Gucci version, who would have thought? You put the Gucci name and colors on a Fiat 500, and you can't build enough of them, and they promised to have a limited number, and they seem to be sticking with that. So that's one thing that's working real well. They seem to be getting a real buzz for the new Abarth edition, and yeah, we have a review, by the way, on the site. It's a nice, fun vehicle. I had a chance to drive it out at the raceway just outside of Las Vegas, not the International, the Willow Springs race, the Willow Raceway, about an hour outside of Los Angeles, and try that again. I'm having one of those days.
Okay.
Las Vegas, it was a lovely vehicle. It's just a blast to drive. It really will surprise you. But that said, they really have to work very hard. One of the things that's going to be critical for them is expanding the lineup. The first new product beyond variations of the 500 you'll see will be the stretched version, dubbed the 500L. And this is off the same platform they're using in Europe as the Fiat Panda. So it should be rather interesting. They're selling it as a front drive. Word I have is that they may very well be considering doing an all-wheel drive version as well, by the way.
Hey, that would be smart. And certainly the folks at MIDI have been surprised with the success of their Countryman, which is the first MIDI to be available with both either front-wheel drive or all-wheel drive. But I get the take from talking to the folks at MIDI that they've sold a lot of all-wheel drive variants of that.
Yeah, they've been really surprised, very pleasantly surprised by how well the Countryman's gone. And in fact, we saw the most powerful MIDI ever. So now think of it this way. The Countryman is a first with all-wheel drive. It's their first crossover. It's their first vehicle of that size, first with all-wheel drive. And now it will be the most powerful MIDI ever built when they bring the John Cooper Works Countryman to the U.S. in just a few months. So this is going to be a very, very interesting vehicle. We have some very specific details on that on the site, by the way.
And I believe it's the first time you're going to be able to get a John Cooper Works vehicle with an automatic gearbox, too. So that's big news for the brand as well.
Yeah, this is a pretty significant development. This is not just a little more horsepower. There's an awful lot to be looking at, and I'm looking forward to driving this sometime in the next few months.
Let's talk about a couple of funky vehicles. One is a Jag, or Jaguar, as they like to say. For years, of course, they've had what they call shooting brakes in Great Britain, basically station wagons. But Jag took a interesting take on that with their XF and came out with a vehicle known as the Sport Brake. No doubt, if it makes it to production, this is strictly a European vehicle.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think we're not going to see it here in the U.S. anytime soon. Go back to what we said just a few minutes ago about a cruise wagon. It's just not a body style that Americans seem to be embracing. But it's interesting. They're calling it not a shooting brake, which is just the English term for a station wagon, but they're calling it the sport brake, which puts an emphasis on sportiness. I'll tell you what, Bob, they need to do something because the Jaguar XJ, the revised one that they came out with just, 18 months or so ago, has not turned the clock around for them the way they expected. I think the Jaguar has some serious troubles. It's too bad, but I'm hoping that they'll turn around. I think a lot of us in the media, let's be honest, we typically like Jaguar. There's something wonderful about the brand. What's real interesting is their sibling brand, Land Rover, is taking off. This is a brand that's had years of challenges, and now Land Rover's doing well, and Jaguar's, they're having a little problem.
Yeah, let's talk about the interesting story there. The Evoque, of course, the sport utility vehicle has won all kinds of accolades, including the North American Truck of the Year and several other awards. And in Geneva, who would believe it, but they took a page from Nissan, basically, with their drop-top Murano. They actually showed off a convertible version of the Evoque. Is this just a design exercise, or what's going on here, Paul?
Depends on who you trust inside. I had some time with Jerry McGovern, their chief designer, not that many months ago, and Jerry was very serious about wanting to do some sort of, believe it or not, a convertible off of one of the Land Rover bodies. And of course, the one that would make the most sense would indeed be the new Evoque. Will it work? I don't know. And I have to tell you, from what I understand, they don't have a fully running model yet. We certainly did not see it with the top up. Usually they like to show you, give you an idea of what they can turn out, what it operates like, and they made a point of not showing us the top operating. So we'll have to wait and see. But I think if they can build it, they will. Will they build it, and then will buyers come? That's another matter entirely.
It's interesting. At a lot of the auto shows, we've seen some really remarkable concept vehicles, sporting concept vehicles from the Infiniti brand, yet none of these ever really make it into production. And once again, in Geneva, they had a concept vehicle called the Emerge E, and definitely a good-looking vehicle, Paul.
Yeah, now here's a good thing for those who like those vehicles. They will be coming to production. Well, one of them, I should say. We are going to see last year's model, the Etheria, will be coming to market. And here's where we start looking at some of the very strange things happening in the automotive world, Bob. Because the Etheria by Infiniti will be riding on an MFA platform designed and developed by guess who? Mercedes-Benz.
No kidding.
There is a joint venture underway. So you are going to see the folks at the Renault-Nissan, Euro-Asian alliance, do the hard lifting for the next generation smart car. And then the folks at Mercedes are doing the heavy lifting to come up with a platform that will be shared for the new Mercedes A-Class, which we also saw in Geneva, by the way, the new Mercedes B-Class, and small generation of vehicles to come in the Infiniti luxury brand. So this is where you're seeing all these massive changes in the business. You get these very strange bedfellows. And the good thing is Mercedes will help Infiniti bring some of these really cool designs to market.
Another important vehicle for the U.S., certainly for the Lexus brand, the RX, was showed off in 2013, guys, both the 350 and the RX 450H hybrid. And again, Lexus is taking their designs a lot more seriously. We see some of the GS design DNA filtering down even into this crossover, Paul.
Yeah, very, very interesting concept. We've been seeing all the senior folks at Toyota stress time and time again that they have got to get their design, well, let's put it in the words of Akio Toyota, who made this comment at Pebble Beach last year. They've got to put passion back in the brand. So, good sign. Now, are you going to see people, sporty people, buying an RX? Maybe not, but it's a much better-looking vehicle than it was before.
Everybody check out the DetroitBureau.com. Time just flies with you, Paul. Thanks for your time here today.
Hey, Bob, great to be with you.
That will do it for this hour of Auto World.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.